Hey, look who just walked in our discotheque.
One of our celebrity friends, Colin Jost from Saturday Night Live, just stopped in. Have a seat. Yeah, that's your seat.
I'm always just walking by your guys' window, you know?
We saw you out
check
there.
I remember I passed here one day after, I feel like it was after I had been on.
Right.
Just wandering by. It's a great spot you guys are in.
We actually took up a collection for you. We thought things were hard, and we raised almost $9 for you, Colin.
Oh, that's great.
That is pretty good.
That's like a little Kickstarter account for me?
Yeah, nothing much.
$9. Thank you to those nine people.
It was nine.
Oh, no, it was more.
It was nine people who each gave a dollar.
Yeah.
This was a precursor to the Bernie Sanders campaign where he really ran with it.
He was really actually looking for $9 for soup. For soup money.
This has got, for people who don't know, those are my daughters, Colin. Big fans of. One of them is a big fan of yours.
The other is indifferent. The other's on the fence.
But don't tell
the other is make or break based on this interview.
Right. Yeah. Right. For people who don't know, Colin is one of the update anchors over at Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live, along with Michael Che. This has got to have been this year a godsend for you guys with everything going on politically. You couldn't ask for more.
It's pretty fun. Whether it's good for America or not, I don't know, but it's very good for my job, and that's all I care about. I'll be very selfish when it comes to that. You know, I got to protect my job.
Right.
So if America ends up, you know, we'll see how this goes, but I got to vote for comedy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I got to put comedy first.
We should all vote for comedy. Then Trump's going to win.
When I did stand-up, I always wanted the goofiest candidate to win because it meant more material. But this time around, it's a lot spookier.
It's a little spookier. Yeah, it doesn't feel like, let's have George W. Bush again. That's fun. It's different. It's a different kind of vibe, you know?
And Larry David being his Bernie Sanders on the show, is he fun to have hanging out a lot?
Oh, my God, so fun. I think he's in such a good, he's such a good place in life right now because he's having fun and he's getting to go back to SNL and perform. You know, like, he doesn't have the stress of being a writer there like he was back in the day. He gets to come back as, like, a champion, you know?
But you know
what's
weird about that?
Successful writers of all time, you know?
And you already know this. His tenure there was a little troubled.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He had a very tough time as a writer for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
So you would think in his head, why would I go back and help those people?
Well, I think it's because it's satisfying to go back to a place where you feel like you didn't quite succeed and to come back.
And they need you.
Yeah, I know. You're like, oh, look at this.
Who's needing who now?
But I think it was the period he was there for a couple years when Lauren wasn't. So I think he doesn't have any, like, beef with Lauren.
You know,
I think
it was other people were in there.
The dark years.
Those were the dark years.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it true that when you were in school, not only on the debate team, but you would act out scenes from Saturday Night Live? That was part of your thing when you were in school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was funny hearing, I heard David Spade give an interview, and he said when he was a kid, he used to reenact, like, Dan Aykroyd and you know, John Belushi sketches.
Yeah.
And I remember reenacting David Spade and Chris Farley sketches. I was like, wow, that is a real cyclical thing.
Who do you think is in their little bathroom doing impersonations of you and Michael Che now?
God, I don't know. Hopefully, hopefully it's tasteful blackface if someone's doing it.
Hopefully.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I hope. But I don't know. We'll see. It'll be interesting. We'll have to listen into interviews, whatever, in 20 years.
I can't wait. Your chemistry is amazing. I love the little back and forth you guys do where you zing each other. It is so funny.
Thank you very much. It's been a fun year. He's the best. I really love I love working with Michael. It's just hanging out with him is the best. You know, he's one of the people I think is funniest in the world, and so being around and working with him is good.
Did you guys know each other prior to being on Saturday Night Live together?
Yeah, from stand-up. Yeah, from stand-up. And I brought him in as a writer at SNL because I thought he was just really funny, and then I had no idea that at some point we'd be doing this together, so it's pretty cool.
Take us back to the first time you hear your name in the credits. You know, they do the opening credits.
Yeah.
It was Don Pardo for a while. He's no longer with us, so now
Daryl Hammond. I think I was the last new cast member to have their name read by Don Pardo.
Wow.
Some weird trivia from my bio. Yeah,
wow.
Which is a real honor.
So you're backstage, and you hear that opening credits with your name in there. How fast is your heart beating?
It's nuts. I mean, honestly, the first time, I may have even missed it the first time because so much is happening. You know, you're running around. Like, occasionally now, I'll just hear it. Like, I'll be walking by at the right moment, and I'll just hear Colin, and I'm like, wow, yeah, I'm here. It's so weird. Some things at our show, things happen so fast that you don't even realize they're you'll be reading cue cards, and you'll miss a musical guest, or
right.
you'll walk out, and it's just like Paul McCartney's playing, you know, and you're like, wow,
What a weird job I work at.
It's the best.
Yeah. I know. The reason we have you here is you're appearing at Zany's. The Zany's.
You said you had me just for fun.
We're having you just for fun, but as a byproduct of this, the people at Zany's thought you're here. We might as well throw them on stage.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous to use that up. Chicago tonight at Zany's. One show tonight, two shows tomorrow night, two shows Saturday night.
And we added a third Saturday night because they're all selling out,
which
is great.
Working you like a dog, Colin.
I know.
You can't do this.
I'm like, yeah, I'll do another show. And then I realize I got to speak for like 3 hours on Saturday night.
Filibuster. That's the thing
more
to do
my
right
usual
now.
Is like 10 minutes. Filibuster. Exactly. I got to start reading Dr. Seuss.
People love that.
Ted Cruz. Everyone loves Ted
Cruz. You can't go wrong with that. Chicago.zanies.com has all your information. Colin has his own website, colinjost.com. Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Colin Jost is here, Weekend Update co-host, along with his friend Michael Che. He's appearing at Zany's tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Shows are being added as we speak, Colin.
Yeah,
it's just
exciting.
Like five shows now on Friday, eight shows on Saturday. I don't know if you're going to be able to pull this off.
I mean, you joke, but I wouldn't put it past these Zany's crew.
They're a shady bunch.
It's a shady operation, you know? I've literally never gotten a paycheck.
Not once. They promise you money,
yeah,
they don't deliver.
They're like, yeah, we'll get it. It's like a real they say layaway, which I feel like doesn't work that way.
No, it's not.
Layaway's back.
I think it's like, they're like, yeah, we'll give you a pension, we'll set you up, but I'm worried.
No reason to worry. I'm sure it'll all pan out.
I'm sure. You gotta trust. Yeah, always trust a club owner.
Right. It's show business.
Exactly.
You'll be
it's
fine.
Show business. When has anyone screwed anyone in show business?
Not existent.
All right, yeah. I have a question. We discussed this earlier.
Uh-huh.
Before you came in, and I drew the short straw, so I have to ask you this question.
Okay, great.
Leslie Jones,
yeah,
is hot for you.
There's a, you know, we have a real a blossoming relationship.
It's subtle.
It's subtle.
You wouldn't notice
you
at
wouldn't.
First,
right?
So if you just casually watch, you wouldn't see it.
Right.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Did that start as like kind of an inside joke between you two, and now it happens every time she's on?
It started as an outside joke. It was a very verbal outside joke.
Oh, I mean, really?
Meaning the sense that she would just openly say that, you know, to me.
I want
to
do you
in real life.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing. There's nothing like scripted or.
That's
about
not a bit.
That.
She wants you.
Well, at least is putting it out there. You know, she's making her
she's hoping
she's
you put it out there.
Exactly, she's making her intentions known. She's the best. I'm just like, what a wonderful. She's like it. Also, just being out there and fully, you know, like it's like almost physically grabbing me sometimes.
I know,
like,
your reactions are priceless.
I'm like holding on for dear life. My reactions are all very genuine.
No
there's
acting.
No, there's zero
it's
acting involved. It's just like you're dealing. And she makes me laugh so much. She's just, her opinions on things.
Yeah.
You know, she was just like going off the other day about how much she hates rescue dogs. I'm like, Leslie, what are you talking about?
You can't hate rescue dogs.
I know. Like, but she's so funny. Like, that she just finds a way to figure out and have this opinion that's insane and really funny.
Of the people who show up when you're co-anchoring Update and they're the guests,
yeah.
Which of those bits do you enjoy the most? Which character makes you
they're
laugh?
They're all, I mean, being out there with Cecily when she's on and Kate, Kate McKinnon and Kenan Thompson when he's out there.
Who's the uncle that he does? Or the
Bobby,
poor
yeah, drunk
Will, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
and
Bobby
Willie,
Moynihan.
And Keenan's out. Yeah, Willie is great.
Big Poppy is the one that puts me away.
Oh, it's,
that's
it's
the
so
one that makes,
he makes me laugh
the hardest.
Because also he'll just turn and he'll just be like, Yost! Oh, Yost!
Right.
You know, or he'll just be like, hey! Right. Just him saying hey sometimes. Or like, did you do this? Yeah, bro! It just makes me, I'm like, he's such a funny performer.
And how much of that is ad-libbed? I know when you've written your jokes and you do your Weekend Update, it's awesome, but it seems like there's a ton of give and take when
there's
those little characters
are there. It's fun, you know, there's a little bit, we write that together, that Big Poppy, me and Keenan, so we write some of that in as we just talk it through,
uh-huh.
and then some of it ends up in. But yeah, especially when people are out there and you're feeling loose and it's fun, you just find little things here and there, you know?
And does an audience that's really loose and fun and into it inspire you to even push it to the next level?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know, performers,
yeah.
You're never going to be like, I'm most satisfied here.
No, you want
We're
more.
We're constantly craving more. Yeah.
But is this true, despite the fact that so many of the people on the show come from a world of improvisation, when you do stray from the script, Lorne Michaels isn't that thrilled with you? Is that kind of true?
Meaning if you do improvise, or?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not. He's all for it. The thing you always have to be careful of is it's a live show and there's cameras, so you know, if you're doing something unscripted and it's not on camera, you know, sometimes America would miss it.
Right.
So that's, I mean, that's not, he's encourages people to, you also find a lot of it in rehearsals. You know, sometimes if you're messing around in rehearsal, you might find something and then you put it in the script just so, again, it's on camera.
Right.
So it's sort of that process. That's why you work so closely with, you know, why the actors and writers work so, you know, collaborate
sure.
with them.
Yeah. Sure.
All right, going to the text line right now. Ask Colin Jost why he isn't in any of the regular sketches, only on the news part. Thank you.
That's a great question. What a nice, polite question. I don't know. I mean, I occasionally do something little. I mean, maybe I'll get to do more and more. I just
is that something you want
to
do?
I'd like to do more. Yeah, it's funny. When you first... I've wanted to just focus on Update because it's a lot to figure out. So now we're having more fun doing it, and, you know, it might be fun to try some other things. But we have a great cast, so I'm very happy doing what I have. And if there's something here and there to try, I'll jump into it.
You know, it was nice on the last episode of the season, the one that Fred Armisen came back to host. You guys in Update did some of the jokes that were maybe too racy for the rest of the season, but it's the end of the year clearance sale, so do those jokes. That was killer. That was so funny.
It was fun. I had another one that I couldn't get in because of censors. But they had been reissuing Hitler's Mein Kampf, the book, in Germany, and it sold out all of his copies. And we had a joke that was Mein Kampf is, of course, German for the art of the deal. And I was okay to say that.
That's hysterical. How is writing for your stand-up different from writing for Update? I know structurally, but beyond that, what's in your head when you're writing for one as opposed to the other?
Yeah, well, I have legs.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
That's a huge difference in stand-up. Yeah, people can be like, wow, look at this guy, legs and everything. He can move. I don't know, it's different. You kind of, it's a lot more free. You know, all you have, it's the joy of doing stand-up. You just have a microphone and you're out there. Mm-hmm. Whatever, you live or die by that. On your own sword. I don't know, I could talk a lot more about what's going on in my life, about personal experiences had that you obviously don't have room for, or I mean, no one on the news wants to hear about. What's your dating life, Colin?
Right.
Wouldn't that be great, though, if news anchors just did that? Like, in between our top story and then, I got blown off on my date last weekend.
So I'm sleeping with this girl.
Right.
I mean, that would be fun. Basically, the only times you see it with real news anchors is when they're caught off guard on camera.
Oh,
yeah.
Isn't
that the
best?
They're on. Yeah, and that's all. It turns out that is what people want.
Yes.
It is.
All right, so you are at Zany's Chicago tonight, tomorrow night. There are two shows tonight?
One show tonight.
Thursday.
I'm sorry.
We got two Friday, and then we got three Saturday. So it's a real crescendoing. No, I'm sticking back to Father's Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you say the Lord's Day?
It's the Lord's Day.
Day. I went with Father's Day, but I guess he is the Lord of things.
Father.
Yeah. He was
where
definitely the lord
dad?
Of the house.
Is he in the East Coast? Where
he's still. My parents are still on Staten Island, which is where
nice.
I grew up.
Very
so they're
nice.
Still there. My parents live in the same house I grew up in. My grandparents live next door to them. It's like a full sitcom. It's like an Everybody Loves Raymond setup.
That's how they did it, though. I know that
that's
my
how family,
mom.
Yeah,
we were at least across the tracks from each other from my grandparents, but still the same neighborhood.
You at least had a railroad dividing you.
At least
it was harder. You could be like, I can't go. The train's blocking. I can't get over. I'd love to come. Try your casserole, but sorry, this train derailed right by between our houses. Sorry.
That'll be a blast.
It's my family on Staten Island. Everyone's in the fire department. My mom still works at the fire department. My grandfather, great grandfather, all my cousins, and they all live on the same. Like, my mom has literally three or four cousins and their whole families that live on our block. So it's just, when you go home, half the block is Kelly's.
That's fantastic.
I love that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Nice little homecoming when you come.
It's nice,
home.
Yeah. You get to. It's a good way to knock out a lot of relatives, you know.
Right. They didn't pressure you into becoming a firefighter.
My mom still. I probably on some level has hope that we'll go take the test.
You're gonna do that.
She made my brother took. My brother's has a great job as a working comedian all the time, and she's like. She made him take the fire department test.
Really?
So, and he took it, and he passed, and he's like, so he's like basically now up for a job in the fire department. He's like, I can't do it. It's all your job. But she loves, we do some stuff. We do like some charity work with the fire department, and it's not, I still love all the firefighters she works with.
Yeah.
They're like, her family, you know, too. And it's cool. It's a good
it's That's a good excellent.
Vibe. Yeah.
It's always good to see you. You're doing I'm such so happy a big up to job, see you guys. Honestly. We're proud. After we had you on last time, just a little inside,
sure.
You left here, and both Wendy and I said, we always liked you, but we like you even more. You're such a good guy. You're so funny. So keep up the great work.
That's very nice to hear. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
And you know what else we realized? Bill and I have watched SNL since its inception,
since
pretty
the
much
first
regularly.
Night. Yeah. The George Carlin
amazing,
show.
Huh? Yeah.
Have never been to watch it live. Neither
well,
of us.
Guys gotta come.
I know. We have to work that out with the station and maybe bring some listeners.
That'd be fun.
Just
oh,
one.
That'd be great.
That would be
just one listener.
One listener.
We mainly just want to go for us.
Then it's, yeah, it's of course. A business yeah, expense if we get one
if you
listener.
Get one, it's all tight. Hi, you're here for tax purposes, but I guess try to enjoy yourself. I don't know. They're like not even a fan. They're just
no.
Like, it's literally your accountant.
Right. So what?
You just have visual evidence for your accountant.
Wear a codpiece when Leslie's around, will
yeah,
you?
Yeah, of course. I always wear one in general. I mean, okay. I'm trying to bring that back as a clockwork orange style fashion to bring back.
How about that?
You know,
never went out of style, Colin.
No,
never
did.
Went out
People
of style.
People just stopped acknowledging it.
No, it's the best.
But it's still the style.
Go see Colin Jost. He's at Zanies. 106 shows all weekend. Go to ChicagoZanies.com
all
or
hours.
His website,
it's Colin Jost. It's like the Delta shuttle. I leave every hour.
Thanks, Colin.
Thanks, Colin.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
More after this. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.